Albert Jackson, stamp released in 2019. Thought to be Canada's first black letter carrier, Albert Jackson trod new ground on the streets of Toronto. Born into slavery in the United States around 1857, Jackson was just a toddler when his mother, Anne Maria, escaped to Canada with seven of her children. Raised in Toronto, Jackson earned an appointment to the civil service, rare for a black person at the time, as a letter carrier in mid-May 1882. However, when he reported for work, his white coworkers refused to train him, and Jackson was forced to take a lower position as a hall porter. Toronto's black community rallied around Jackson, insisting that he be allowed to do the job for which he had been appointed. A rigorous debate in the press led to a public meeting, where an investigative committee was struck. The issue was also brought to the attention of the Prime Minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, who intervened. 2 days later, on June 2, 1882, Jackson began training to be a letter carrier. His work at the post office spanned 36 years until his death in 1918.